Joining us now to talk more about the series, Women Run the West are the two reporters who spearheaded this collaboration. Caroline Ballard, of course, of Wyoming Public Radio, and Jennifer Pemberton, formerly of Utah Public Radio and currently working for KTOO in Juneau, Alaska. Caroline, how did Women Run the West come about?
Well, you know, it's funny, Bob. About a year ago, our general manager here at Wyoming Public Radio, Christina Kuzmich, asked if I would lead a panel on the number of women in Wyoming's legislature. Wyoming had just sunk to 50th in the country, and she was working on this as a part of Leadership Wyoming. So I started doing some research and preparing for the panel, which was last February, and kind of had an interesting crossover on Twitter.
Now, Jennifer, how did this all come about for you then?
Yeah, so I had been looking at the low numbers of women in the Utah State Legislature, and I had been sort of following, waiting for that announcement of the rankings to come out. It's kind of a big deal when this is your beat. And so the rankings came out, and Utah was like 43rd in the nation, which wasn't that bad, not as bad as Wyoming. And I actually saw Caroline tweet about that panel and sort of saying, hey, we're number 50. And so I reached out and said, hey, I'm working on this too. Maybe we could collaborate. And she loved that idea. And we actually applied to this NPR storytelling workshop back in DC. And so we spent a couple of days at NPR headquarters in DC working on this program together. And then we spent the better part of the summer and the fall doing our reporting.
So, Jennifer, your initial question going into the project was basically, why are there so few elected women in Western states like Wyoming and Utah? Do you now feel like you can answer that?
I really wish we wouldn't have picked such a hard question, because yes and no. I mean, the reason that always came up before I really started digging into this topic is that, you know, duh, Utah, like Mormons. And I always kind of bristled at how simplistic that was, because yes, like the Mormons do have an influence on the culture, obviously, but Utah actually used to have a much better showing of women in state elected positions, and the state has always been Mormon, so obviously that's not the whole story. I learned about some other factors like Utah's caucus and convention system that really seems to make it hard for minority candidates of any kind to get elected. So I learned that there are more factors than I ever thought that there were. I don't feel like I can clearly answer the question, why are there so few? It's still a problem.
Why are there so few in Wyoming, Caroline?
Right. I think it's similar to what Jennifer said. You know, you can answer parts of it. And it really does tend to be not quite so much the obvious answers that, you know, you kind of receive when you first look at this, like, well, women are full-time caregivers. Women are full-time caregivers. They have home obligations. There seem to be about 100 reasons women are less represented in Wyoming, including how Wyoming districts operate. We have a citizen legislature, makes it very hard to leave work for several months at a time. Wyoming's capital is kind of in the corner of the state, very far from other places. And, you know, I think each state has something unique like this. But the across the board consistent thing is that there isn't gender parity almost anywhere in the United States. So there has to be common ground somewhere. And I think we found that that kind of comes down to how women see themselves. Typically, they see themselves as less qualified, and how they're recruited for office, which in many cases they are not recruited for office. So I think there's more reporting to do now in where women get these kinds of messages that they aren't qualified, and who's doing what to fix that.
Can I ask you both a question? Caroline, starting with you, why is it important that we have more women?
Cynthia Lummis actually put it really great, and she actually mentioned this in the piece that we just heard, that half of Wyoming is women. And if there's only 13% women in the legislature, there are certainly voices that are not being heard and perspectives. And the more perspectives you have from different people in a state, the better it is for a representative democracy. You know, I think representatives can try their best to be a voice for everyone in their community, but until you have a personal perspective and a personal stake in the legislature, I think a lot of those issues are going to go unheard.
Jennifer?
Yeah, and I don't think we're being too literal when we use the word representative to, like, mean that to assume that representatives, elected officials, should represent the people. And of course, that can't be like a perfect formula. But, 15% or 13% in the cases of Utah and Wyoming and our just in our House legislature or in our state legislatures, that's not representative. There are in Utah, at least, there are more women than men in the state. And so, we'll probably never have parity. It might not ever be perfect, but we have to try to get closer to actually having our elected officials look more like the people that they're representing.
Jennifer Pemberton, formerly of Utah Public Radio, currently talking to us from KTOO in Juneau, Alaska, and Caroline Ballard, of course, of Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.